our app, or visit VincentMortgage.com for great information on how to reach all your family's financial goals. Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999.
Come visit us at 12801 Flushing Meadows Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63131. NMLS number 225095.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers. A huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Advance Auto Parts presents Speed Perks Rewards Program. Spend 100 and get 20 off your next qualified purchase. No cards, no points, no nonsense.
Okay, so it's Monday, and every Monday, there's something we do. Slips my mind. I can't
talk to Johnny Londo.
Right here. Oh, that's right, Londo. Oh. Yeah. And here, Jose's here too, with his, and I take credit for his $5 earbuds from Walgreens. I'm so proud that I've introduced so many people to those. And folks, if you're ever in Walgreens at the checkout, they have these orange, blue, black, turquoise earbuds.
I have mine on.
You'll see them for $5, and you go, well, those can't be any good. Yes, they are. So there you go, your money-saving tip. Time to do a little tech talk with Jose Hernandez, brought to you by Window World. The original $189 window and the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Here's how it works. You probably know, but let's run through it anyway. Jose does a monologue about whatever is the latest, greatest, up-and-coming electronic whatever. And then we take your calls. And here are our numbers, 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS, or from any cell phone, star KTRS. And the sooner you call, the sooner you'll get on the air with Jose. Would you please welcome Jose Hernandez?
Hey, everybody.
Hey. Jose, how you doing?
I'm excellent. Frank, how are you?
I'm good. Is your picture anywhere for anybody to see, like on the KTRS side, or... Is your picture up anywhere?
No, I don't think so.
We need to put a picture.
I think we did at one point
on our Facebook
page.
Yeah, for a while.
Because I got to tell you something.
It's probably still on there.
This is not like, I'm not gay, but you have the perfect beard and hair.
Thank you.
I mean, it's the perfect mix of gray. No, it is. It is. I'm not kidding.
I never noticed that.
It is a spectacular beard. Because I see guys who try to grow beards. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And it's like a partial beard. It looks like a dog licked off part of their beard or something.
I have accepted the gray, finally.
It works for you. You know who you look like? That Dos Equis guy.
Oh, the most interesting man in the world. That just got sent to Mars.
Yeah. They just fired him.
Yeah, no, I used to get up in the morning and take tweezers and pull the gray out.
No.
Until, like, one morning after 20 minutes, it looked like I had mange because there was just a patch.
Well, the other thing is, at some point, you realize you're going to have to pluck out about 2,000 of them.
Yeah, so I just gave that up and said, okay, we'll just take the gray as they come.
Well, it works.
Thank you very much.
What do you have for us?
Samsung is debuting a sliding bench for sports fans so they can be as close to the action all the time. The device, appropriately called the slider, moves up and down the field on a custom track so the spectators are kept as close to the game as possible.
Well, hold on a minute. You mean at the actual event?
Yes. It's going to be installed.
So all the soccer players are sitting on the bench. The bench slides up and down the field where the action is?
Yeah, except it's for fans.
Well, this has to cost a fortune.
It's similar. You've seen the TV-mounted camera for football games that moves on the cart up and down the field to keep you at the center line mark. This thing has four seats. It's going to slide on a 262-foot-long track and can go up to 20 miles an hour. It is roller coaster meets Barca Lounger because there's a four-point harness that you lock yourself into, and this thing will just slide up and down.
And how many of these per stadium?
It didn't say how many they're going to put in per stadium. Probably one on either side of the...
And that has to be the single most expensive... Your seat moves with the game. I'm thinking of football.
Right.
Okay. I mean, one's in on, the other's on. I mean, the 50-yard line.
You think they lose space because nobody can sit where the track has to be. Yes. You know what I'm saying? If you're in one in the
field. Oh, no,
field,
no. That's why I'm saying they have to charge.
All those seats where...
Well, I think it's going to be down on the field.
So it's not taking away
any
other
seats. It's not going to be in any of the current seats.
Wow. Yeah, no, that's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know how you're going to try and eat
popcorn. It's going to be $2,000 for that seat.
Or get a drink at 20 miles an hour.
But think about football, especially.
Oh, yeah. Because if you're always at the center line.
Yeah, unlike baseball, which is, you know, this is just literally up and down, left and right. Yeah, you can be wherever the line of scrimmage is.
They're going to install the first one in Twickenham Stadium over in England later this month.
All right.
Windows 10 free upgrades about to end. If you don't get in on the free upgrade by July 29th of this year, it's going to cost you about $119-$120 to install it after that.
And then you're just SOL.
Yes, so those of you that want it.
People who don't know what that means. Sorry, old loser.
Yeah.
billions are being invested in robots that America doesn't want, at least according to J.D. Powers. J.D. Powers and Associates did a survey of over 2,000 people who were interested in purchasing cars. Half to three-quarters of the respondents said they didn't want anything to do with a driverless car. They want the ability to control it. Now, I don't know about you. I'm in favor of a car where you get in it, you fire up your app and say, take me home, and it takes you to get me home.
You go to sleep.
Drunk driving is going to have a whole new meaning. I wasn't driving it when we hit. Oops. Sorry.
You know what? You got a point, though.
There's no steering
wheel. Car wouldn't be drunk, so it wouldn't
have
any
as much as they want. Yeah. It was the car's fault.
That's right. I just pour out of the bar and into the car.
Wow. Hey, see what you did there? Pour out of the bar and into the car. That could be a slogan for self-driving car. Out of the bar, into the car.
And last but not least, the rumors are rampant. Here are some of the things we know about iPhone 7. It's going to look a lot like the 6 and 6S. There's going to be a pair of them. iPhone 7 is going to have a 4.7-inch screen, and the iPhone 7 Plus will have a 5.5-inch screen. It's not likely that iPhone is going to get rid of the two-screen format anytime soon.
Dan, show everybody half a 4.7-inch.
There you go.
There's a new dual-lens camera, although it might be exclusive to the bigger of the iPhones. It's going to have a thinner design. The camera won't have a bulge on it. Your iPhone, the lens actually has a curve that sticks out from the phone case itself. The camera will no longer have that. It's not going to be made of metal. It will have wireless charging. You'll just set it down on a little spot, and it'll charge wirelessly.
Everything's going that way. Electric cars, you'll park it over a charging plate. I believe that.
Yeah, or they'll put charging plates in the freeway.
Oh, wouldn't that
so
be
as you're safe? Driving, it's just supplying the power.
Wow.
Now you're talking. How much would that cost?
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because Missouri's talking about raising the gas tax again to help fund, $300 million to fix the highways.
Right.
None of these electric cars use any gas. You're putting a burden on the guys that are using diesel fuel, yet they're encouraging us to do more electric.
And they'll just jack up the electric rates.
Right. And the electric rates are going to go up, or there'll be some other way to do it. So,
electric rates will go up so much, people go, man, I wish we had gasoline.
Yeah.
It's a circle. Circle of life. Anything else?
No, sir.
All right, let's take some calls. We'll give the numbers one more time. And as the names on the screen confirm, he is a chick magnet because... I see a couple of ladies on hold. We got one line open. Let's fill it. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS, or from any cell phone, star KTRF. It's an unusual first name because Dan has put it on the screen, JRFF, Jerf.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Jerf. Yeah.
Hey, Jerf, how you doing?
Well, I'll go by Jerf. That's okay, but I'm still AM and the PM.
Thank you, Jerf. Hallelujah. Say hi to Jose. What's your question?
Hi, Jose. How you doing?
Good, Jeff. How are you?
Good. Have a good my question is, I have a micro SD card for a phone, and it must have gotten a corrupt file because I cannot retrieve any of the photos off of it.
Okay.
I've tried plugging it into a card reader, into a laptop. It still doesn't recognize it. Is there any way to retrieve those?
There are ways to retrieve them, but they are not inexpensive.
Gotcha. I had heard of a download, a Recuva.
Yeah.
By Paraform.
Yeah. There's a good portion of the software that you can download and attempt to recover it that will install in a trial. They'll give it to you for 15 days for free, but they'll only recover two or three items. So there's a bunch of them you can go try and find if one works for you.
Okay.
You can get all of them from a website called download.com.
I've heard you talk about that.
Yeah. And then there's companies that'll do it, but the companies are a fee-based, you know, the per size, per gigabyte, you know, $100 per gigabyte or $50 per gigabyte or whatever they can recover, and it doesn't necessarily mean they can get any or all of it.
Okay. I will give that a try.
Sorry about that.
Thank you very much.
Jeff, thanks for listening.
Have a good day.
And the first of many ladies who can't wait to speak to the Dos Equis man, Jose Hernandez, would be Julie. Julie, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hello, Julie.
How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
Well, I was doing pretty good until I got this suspicious activity popped up on my computer. What timing? Yeah. I said, Jose's on today. I can call in.
Perfect.
My question is, I Googled how to get rid of this error code.
Yes.
However, I'm scared.
And there's always a however in life.
Yes. Are the places that pop up, are they legit?
No.
Or?
No. Is this in a web browser, or is it popping up when you start the machine?
Yeah, it's just in Firefox. Yeah.
Just in Firefox, okay.
Uh-huh. Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
Because this may be the answer. Within a couple of hours, how many hours a week do you think you watch pornography?
I don't know about my husband, but I watch it zero.
Zero.
Right. But my husband may be another tune.
So your husband watches porn?
Could be.
No, he does. He may be the problem here.
He may be.
And now here's Jose with the fix.
Okay.
Likely what's happened is you've got a piece of malware installed.
Uh-huh.
So if you have another browser, I presume, Internet Explorer or Google on your machine?
Yes.
Open anything but Firefox.
Okay.
And go to Malware Bytes. M-A-L-W-A-R-E.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that site.
Yeah, download the latest version and run that and see if it'll clean it up. And okay. If that doesn't clean it up and it's still giving you issues, send me an email at techquestions@ktrs.com. And include a screen print of what the error message is, and we can work on it from there.
How do you do a screen print?
You hit the shift key and then print screen. It's one of the buttons above your arrow keys.
Okay, shift key. And what was the other one?
Print screen.
Okay.
And then when you open the email, you can do either insert or copy and paste. Just do a paste into the body and it'll put the picture in there for you.
Okay, I've always wondered how to do that.
Well, now you know.
Now I know. And I am a photographer, so I could take your picture to put on the website.
Oh, now she's a sales pitch.
I like that. Send me that information, too. We'll work something out because I need a good headshot.
Julie, I wouldn't even charge you.
Julie, thank you for listening.
And thank you for your help.
Okay. Bye-bye. Now, you know, if you do have your picture put on our Facebook page, it has to be like ours. We have to have your teeth overly white.
Right. Well, yeah. I tried to get...
To the point of looking ridiculous.
I try to get myself included in the gang picture that's on the wall out front, but I was disavowed.
They didn't deem you worthy.
No, yeah. I don't speak on the air enough for that.
I would have to agree with them there. Carol, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. Hi, everybody.
Hello,
hi,
Carol.
Carol?
I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And I have two things. My first one is that every time I do try to call you guys at KTRS on my cell phone, it says that I cannot do it.
It's blocked by your provider.
Really?
Yeah, you have to have your provider turn on the star service.
Nobody ever told us.
Yeah, because I think we tried it in studio here one day with Scott Sherman, and only one of the three phones, I think, worked.
Yeah, it's a provider issue. It's not a phone issue.
Oh, okay. Okay, my next one is last Friday, my boyfriend called me, and the computer shut down. So when I got home from work, I tried to go in there, and we got Windows 10 loaded on there, and everything's working fine on it. But you know, we have the one screen where you put in your password and then it opens up.
Yes.
Well, Friday I couldn't even do that. So I just turned it off, and then last night I tried again, and I was able to put our password in and go onto the computer, but when I was doing that Mozilla Firefox,
yes,
it would, I'd click on it, and then that little round circle would go for, you know, a few seconds, and then it would stop.
Okay.
So I don't know. I was trying to think, how do you do safe mode?
You do safe mode when the machine is powering up before you see the little logo that says, the little four-color logo that says starting Windows. You want to press F8 several times.
Okay, because I was pressing F2.
Yeah, that takes you into the system BIOS for setup, like the hard drives and the clock and stuff.
Okay, so I keep pressing F8?
Yes.
And then
a menu, a DOS-based text menu will show up, and you can arrow key up or down to start Windows with networking, and then that will start in safe mode.
Okay, so it'll come up safe mode.
It will tell you many options. A couple of them are safe mode. Safe mode with network is the one you want.
Network, okay.
Yeah, because that the way you can, then you can log in.
And then it would say go back to Thursday or something?
You'll do system restore from that point.
Okay.
And then you can restore back to Thursday, or there's other ways to get Windows 10 out of there.
Well, we haven't had any trouble with Windows 10.
Okay, then just do system restore to the most recent date.
Okay.
All right.
I did try to get on Internet Explorer, and that seemed to be okay.
Okay. The other one you might want to do is go to Internet Explorer, download the latest version of Firefox, and reinstall it.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
Good luck, Carol.
Thank you, Carol. Thank you for listening.
Charlie
should be here. Charlie, say hi to Jose Hernandez.
Hi, Jose.
Charlie?
Yeah, just should be a simple question. I've got Windows 7 right now.
Yes.
I understand the free update to 10 is coming to an end.
July 29th.
I've asked people if one is better than the other, and the most intelligent answer I've got is you don't get free games on Windows 10.
Depends what game you're looking for.
I'm not looking for games. I just want to have the best as far as a secure system. Is the Windows 10 better than Windows 7?
Yes. Windows 7 is a legacy platform designed from back in the days of Windows 95.
Legacy platform.
And so it has inherent flaws built into it just because back then they didn't know what they know now.
Not legacy. Oh, man. I'm always telling people about that legacy platform.
Windows 10 is a far more secure platform.
Okay, great. And is it difficult to upload it or whatever?
No, it's simple to install. As a matter of fact, they should have been, if you're using Windows 7 or above, they should have tried to push a copy of it to you already.
It is. I've got a little icon that says I can load it whenever I want. I just didn't know if it was a big deal to move forward.
Yeah, there is a function in it, and you can look it up on the interweb, that will basically check all of the installed drivers and software that you have to make sure it's compatible, and if it isn't, it'll give you a list of what's not compatible.
Okay.
So it'll have
works okay with Firefox?
Yeah, Firefox, all the browsers are fine. Older legacy printers don't work.
Okay, mine is due to be replaced anyway, so that's not a problem.
Then you're getting a new printer. Good job.
Charlie, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Take care.
We get one more in here, I think. That'll be Dave. Dave, say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Dave?
Love the phone, or I love the show anyway. I'm wanting you
anyway
to confirm or deny that I'm going to have to start using the word however. Am I the only one that is having scads of trouble with my Galaxy Note 5 from the so-called Marshmallow number 6 update? It has just made my phone go schizophrenic on me, and I'm wondering if I'm the only one.
No. The short answer is no, you're not.
Okay. Well, if you want to tell us a little bit about that update, go ahead, but
it's similar to one of the iPhone updates. It did some things they weren't necessarily intending for it to do. There should be a new release available, if not today, here shortly, for an upgrade to that OS.
Okay.
So that should, quote-unquote, fix the issues.
Okay. Well, I've got the phone now set to where I have to give it permission before upgrades install. This one came down in the night while I was asleep, ran the battery clear down. I failed to get a phone call in the morning as a result of that and lost a day's work.
But yeah, they're sneaky anyway, like that.
Anyway, what a mess.
Anyway.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Dave. Thank you. And that's it. I will tell you, you know, the home screen on your phone where you have all those icons.
Yes.
You know what I put on mine? A little picture of Carl Icahn.
Oh.
Yeah. He's an icon. Okay.
He's okay. Mr. Icahn.
Yes, he is. He is Mr. Icahn.
What happened?
Nothing.
I said, how about a round of applause for Jose Hernandez? Oh. That's what I said.
Have a good day, everybody.
It's you, Jose, and he'll be back next Monday. Before he leaves, here he is to give you his email address if you just can't wait till Monday or didn't get through today.
TechQuestions@KTRS.com.
There you go. Brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. And the original $189 window. A man who made a rare contribution to the Burke segment today. I'm sorry if you missed it. Tim Weiland. Tim, how's that traffic look?
Oh, it's a mess out here, Frank. They're still working with the accident on eastbound 270 at West Florissant. Now, only the right lane is blocked. They've opened up another lane, but you're still jammed back to Highway 370. They're working with the accident on eastbound 44 east of Antire Road. Only the right lane is open there. You're backed up west of Lewis Road. You've got this tractor, this trailer or truck that's dangling. It's actually not dangling. It is touching the ground at 3200 South Broadway, but it's hanging over the overpass there. Traffic right now on northbound 55 at 3200 South Broadway is backed up to 4500, and then southbound 55, you're running slow from Loughborough down through Revis Barracks. This traffic report, it is brought to you by Staples. They have low prices every day on the office items you use most, like ink, paper, coffee, snacks, and with their new price cuts on ink and toner, you'll save even more. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Tim. And John Londoff joins us, and I know he's a regular, but I say every once in a while, he deserves the same round of applause you give somebody who's being a guest for the first time. John Londoff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen to the crowd. They love you.
That's what I'm talking about, you know? That's what they nice to have a warm welcome from you, okay? And I think it's well-deserved on my part, too.
Now, did you get a new phone, or are you talking in a soup can?
I am not going to tell you.
Okay.
I mean, what does it matter? I mean, do I sound that bad?
Yeah.
Dan said it sounded great.
Well, Dan's phone back there is from 1942.
There's a major difference in the way you normally sound and now. It's got kind of
I said you sounded distant.
Distant.
Distant. Yeah, yeah, distant. Maybe he is distant.
Yeah, he is distant.
Maybe he's standing way far away from the phone. Yeah. So what's going on?
To be honest, I'm heading to the house.
You know what I bet it is? I bet it's so he's on Bluetooth and he has a chauffeur, so he'd be in the back of the limo.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to the game tonight, John?
Oh, I could almost guarantee he's going.
It's my duty.
That is.
As a St. Louis business owner, it's something, I mean, I must do.
Stimulating the local economy.
Yeah.
Now, tonight's a big night. If they win tonight, this is a big
they will be going to
the
last of the playoff.
Western Conference Finals, then, after tonight.
That's what I meant to say, Western Conference Final.
If they win tonight, they get to go to round three of four rounds.
Yes.
Well, that'd be halfway over.
It's a great accomplishment, but there's still, first of all, you got to win tonight.
You got to win tonight, yeah. And you have to win four more.
And then you got to try to win four more.
All right, when's the last year they were in the playoffs? The finals?
Stanley Cup finals?
Final.
It's been,
the finals? It was like the first.
1969.
Wow.
Maybe
1970. Yeah.
hang on, John. Every time somebody says 69, you see these knuckleheads start laughing and we don't know why. What is so funny about 69?
That's disgusting.
It is disgusting. Okay.
If I wasn't paying for this, I'd hang up right now.
I wouldn't blame you.
We got standing room only tickets to go to the finals when the Blues played the Boston Bruins in the finals at the old arena.
That place tonight will be crazy.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be crazy.
Are you going to the game, Frank?
Let me check my schedule. No.
Really?
I can't afford it. I can't afford it.
On TV?
Yeah, I can't afford it. I'll watch it. I can't afford to go.
You can't afford it. You talk about, did you go to the casino all the time.
That's why I can't afford to go.
That's what you probably need to stop. I mean, I'm not.
Oh, I do. No, I do need to stop it. I absolutely need to stop it.
It's... What could we do to help?
Stop it.
Take me to the hockey game.
We already said that, Lauren. I don't know. It has. You know what? I'll have to get to a point where I realize it's starting to impact other things. In other words, well, we can't do this because I lost the money gambling.
Or your sex life.
What?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I meant to say. When it starts to interfere with my sex life, then I'll stop.
Now we all know why you go gambling all the time. There's nothing else to do at the house, huh?
I didn't say that.
Poor thing. Gosh, I feel sorry for you, buddy. Maybe some of the callers, some of your, your listeners love you.
If I could go to a hypnotist, I'd say, I want you to do three things. I want you to hypnotize me, do three. Hypnotize me so that the thought of gambling makes me throw up violently. Hypnotize me so that the thought of eating more than 1,500 calories a day also makes me violently ill. And hypnotize me, and John, I do not want you to take this the wrong way. I will always have one or two nice vehicles. But hypnotize me while we're at it, let's make it a hat trick, to not love cars so much. Those are the three things I'd ask the hypnotist to do.
Well, you know, as your doctor of transportation, I would tell you that the first two of the three,
you're okay with.
But something about that third one that absolutely makes no sense.
But I told you up front, I will always. I've told my wife and kids this. If everything falls apart for me and I end up financially, it's a disaster. I'll be fine as long as I can always have two cars for me. One really, really nice one, a fun one, the one that you baby, and then the one you just knock around in. If I can't at least have that, I would live in a trailer, the cheapest, worst trailer, but out parked next to my trailer would be two cars. Because I've always liked cars. I talked about somebody this today. I said, I'm not sure why. I think if you grow up and in your family, your dad has never been able to afford a really nice car, I think somehow you overcompensate for that. It's like vacations. I told you before, my entire childhood, we never went on one vacation. No, never one, not one.
Man.
And it wasn't until I got married and had been married 5 years, I finally got to see the ocean. I finally got to see the Grand Canyon. But so I think I overcompensated for that and made sure my kids got to see the ocean, got to fly on a plane, got to do a lot, go to a dude ranch. So you overcompensate. So that's why I can't shake the car thing.
You went on the dude ranch. Did you ride a lot of horses?
I don't like horses. I've ridden a lot of horses. I used to keep a horse for a guy when I was a teenager. I fed it, rode it, kept it. I do not like horses. I think they're...
You cleaned up after it?
Oh, absolutely I did.
Man.
I did all of that. But horses are wonderful to watch other people ride. But they're mean, and they have a mind of their own, and they're strong. And if they decide, I'm going to step on your foot, then they're going to step on it. Or I'm going to bite you. Or I'm going to slam my iron horseshoe into your knee and try to shatter it. And I've had all that happen. And I've also had a horse lie down on me while I was on it. And you know what my wife said? Well, maybe he can't hold you up because you're so fat. She wasn't concerned that my leg could get crushed when it rolled over on its side. All she said was, well, I guess you're just too heavy for it.
That could be. The horse went.
Did you watch the Kentucky Derby?
I did not. No, I didn't.
The horse went, oh, no.
Oh. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. It's a great month. I love the month of May, not only because our firstborn son, John III, was born in the month of May, but it's just, you know you're here. It's just had Mother's Day. The boys took care of their beautiful mother, and I miss mine. But I tell you what, man, it's a great, great time of year. It's a great time to buy a car. We got some great deals, and we love, absolutely love the AM and the PM crowd. Love. There's no denying it.
Now,
they're the best.
I hear a little bit of in the back of the limo. I'm assuming you have a full computer layout and screens and all kinds of
communications. Like an office, I think.
Kind of like an office in the back of the limo.
Like Air Force One.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
There's no limo. I'm driving the number one SUV in the entire world, the Chevy Tahoe.
So he's texting and using the computer and making calls all at the
same
time. And
eating the cheeseburger.
Yeah.
I told somebody one time that's why I can't have a stick shift, because you can't talk on the phone and eat a cheeseburger and shift.
Yeah.
Something's got to go.
Yeah.
So the shifting had to go.
Well, you're so funny.
Well,
you're really funny.
I know you're open late tonight, and we are going. We're going to send you a bunch.
Promise me.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, John.
We're good for you. Yes.
If Mimi can't make it for any reason tonight, call me. I know.
Mimi's not going to the game. It's two of my boys, my son Harry, my son Tim, who just got back from finishing his sophomore year at the University of Dayton. And when I told him, I said, you know, you're halfway through your college career. He looked very sad, because he knows in 2 years after graduation, that means work. But, I'm taking one of my best buddies, Jay Andrews. So,
if he can't make it.
No, I think he's covered.
If Jay can't make it, or then I think one of the boys.
I think he's got it, too.
Okay.
I think that seat's filled. Your seat's filled.
Yeah.
All right, well, enjoy that game. Enjoy that game tonight. Let's
By the way,
go,
I'm
Blues.
Not driving. I'm parked in my driveway, so I'm safe to be able to blow my duck call.
Okay.
All right, have a great night, and we love the AM and the PM crowd, and we'll be there as late as they want to keep us. And let's go, Blues.
Yes.
Well, the next time we talk will be Wednesday. And it'll either be you and Dan will either be ecstatic, or you're going to be
talking about a game seven.
Talking
about
game
nobody
seven.
Wants to talk about a game.
Enjoy the game. We'll send you everybody who's not going to be in front of the TV or whatever, and you're free, and you go, I don't care about that. Here, we got something else for you to do. Go to Johnny Londoff and buy a Chevrolet. How about that?
All the TVs will be turned on to the hockey game.
All righty, we'll send them your way. Thank you, John.
All right, thanks, Frank. Bye bye.
Bye bye. I'm looking up at the monitor here in the studio. And one half the screen is Donald Trump, and the other half is Hillary. No, wait, that's Kim Jong-un. Same outfit. They wear the same clothes. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. I don't care which side of the fence you're on. We are in for the most entertaining, to some people, the most ridiculous and frustrating, but to me, the most entertaining presidential election ever.
I think so.
Ever. This is going to be really interesting. All right, we have to take a break, right?
Yes.
Can I do a quick bit of business?
Yes.
Let's do this. Matheny Heating and Cooling is the official heating and cooling company of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I can't speak for the whole station. I don't know who handles the heating and cooling for the radio station. But I know who does it at my house. And it's Matheny. And they've been with us for, this is a guess, 15 years, 14 years, something like that. Couldn't appreciate their business more. They've been around for 74 years. I believe 1942. Would that be right? Would that be 74? I think so.
Yes.
1942. Now, third generation of Matheny's are working there. This is one of those businesses that no matter how big they got, and I know they don't service Illinois, they service people who live in St. Louis County and St. Charles County, both businesses and residences, and they're big, but you wouldn't know it. Meaning, when somebody from Matheny comes to your house, it's that same sort of real, personal, small town. You might as well be living in Fort Smith, Arkansas, or somewhere, because you know how in a small community, word gets, it travels fast. Somebody has a bad experience, within a day, everybody else in town knows about it. And that person is probably out of business pretty soon. So it is crucial that in a little small town, you have that small town attitude toward your customers. You don't cheat them. You're on time. You're reasonable. All of that is true with Matheny.
And if they got to be three times as big as they are, knowing what I know about them, that would never change. They're dependable, reliable, reasonable. What more do you want? And they know what they're doing, and they're trained to work on any model, any make, any type, any size. And you need the whole system replaced? Matheny. Remember that name, because once you have them to your home or business, I'm telling you, you will never need to call anybody else or want to. Matheny, heatingandcooling.com.
Hey, it's been a busy afternoon of traffic. Here's Tim Weiland to fill you in.
And give you a little bit of good news. They have cleared the accident on eastbound Highway 44 east of Antire Road. The bad news is you still have stop-and-go traffic west of Lewis Road right up through Antire, and then things open up. Westbound 44, it's some slow pockets now from Bowles on out through just past Highway 141. They've also cleared the accident that was on northbound 55 at 3200 South Broadway. What they did is they lowered the truck down below, opened up all the lanes here, and they're taking care of it from there. Southbound 55 is still stacked up from Bates down through Revis Barracks. They're still working. It looks like they have cleared the accident on westbound or eastbound 270 at West Florissant. So you are jammed up now approaching Highway 370. That goes around through about Washington Elizabeth, and then things open up. Then you're slow through the Halls Ferries and 367. It looks like southbound 270 jams pretty solid now from Dorset down through Doherty Ferry. Slow pockets from that point through 55. This report brought to you by Staples. They have low prices every day on the office items you use most, like ink, paper, coffee, snacks, and with their new price cuts on ink and toner, you'll save even more. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 2250-95. When you need to know, turn to your official weather station, the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it. Legendary broadcaster Mike Shannon and Eddie Scholler, owner of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Well, Eddie, after all these years, I bet you've got some great stories coming out of Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
That's a fact, Mr. Shannon. I've seen everything from proposals to weddings to anniversaries, everything at Fast Eddie's.
Fast Eddie's has been making memories for over three decades.
Yes, sir, Mr. Shannon. Happy couples have started their lives at Fast Eddie's. Babies have been born. People have had their 21st birthdays with their parents and children. It's truly a place where people's lives have changed.
Now, wait a minute, Eddie. Babies have not been born at Fast Eddie's.
Oh, no, not on site. A lot of folks have met there and went on to start a lot of great families. It's just a big part of people's history.
Wow, that's a lot of lives affected in a big way. You serve the coldest beer in town with the tastiest eats and the best live band on that huge outdoor patio. You've changed lives in the best possible way at Fast Eddie's Bon Air. It's a true honor. For direction, go to FastEddie'sBonAir.com.
If you could quickly and painlessly clear your psoriasis or vitiligo, would you?
No matter how big the psoriasis is, no matter how small the psoriasis, we can help you.
Ashley is a clinical specialist for Extrac, the amazing in-office treatment for psoriasis and vitiligo that's clinically proven to show immediate results with up to 95% clearance.
What my patients love most about the Extrac treatments is it's safe, it's FDA cleared, and they're seeing results very quickly.
End the embarrassing, painful patches and discoloration with Extrac. There's no medications, no topical ointments, and virtually no side effects. Extrac uses light to transform your skin and change your life. It's covered by all major insurances and Medicare, and will help you find a doctor close by.
I love what I do. I love coming in every day and making a difference in patients' lives. It's amazing.
Call now to live Extrac Clear. Call 800-761-6141. That's 800-761-6141. 800-761-6141. Or visit xtracradio.com. Qualified patients, certain restrictions apply. Results may vary.
If you currently use a CPAP system, I've got an important question for you. Are you sure you're keeping your CPAP system clean enough? Like, really sure? A dirty CPAP system is a perfect breeding ground for germs. Put that mask on and they've got a direct line to your body. Talk about a good way to get sick. Fortunately, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs in minutes. To introduce it to the world, they want you to try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-500-6142. With SoClean, you never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. Supplies are limited, so don't wait. Call 1-800-500-6142. 1-800-500-6142.
With over 60 years of service and three generations of serving the St. Louis area, Compton Roofing is ready to help you with a roof replacement or repair. And in St. Louis, you never know what Mother Nature has in store for us. The professionals at Compton Roofing understand roof replacement and insurance claims, so allow them to help. Compton Roofing is locally owned and family operated. Call Compton Roofing at 314-427-5912 or visit them at ComptonRoofing.com. That's Compton Roofing, 314-427-5912.
Guess what's going on at Appliance Discounters, the GE Great American Cooking Event. It's Denise from Appliance Discounters here to tell you that you don't want to miss this great deal from GE. Whether you're remodeling, building, or just replacing a cooking appliance, now is the time to buy. Purchase two or more eligible GE appliances and receive a Visa prepaid card valued up to $1,500. This also includes select built-in style appliances like cooktops, wall ovens, speed cook ovens, and slide-in style stoves. Check out Appliance Discounters' large display of built-in style appliances today.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
Office furniture is not just for the office anymore. More and more people are finding out that used office furniture can complement a room's appearance and be an integral part of a room's functionality. Hi, I'm Selena from St. Charles Office Furniture, and I'm inviting you to check out our two huge showrooms of gently used office furniture. With desks, tables, shelving, and more, you're sure to find something that fits your home's needs. Find us online at stcharlesofficefurniture.com or call 636-947-3172. St. Charles Office Furniture.
Blue Chip Pest Services is a St. Louis family-owned company serving the area for more than 50 years. Now in its third generation, Blue Chip Pest Services is and always has been your local hometown pest professional. For all of your needs, whether it be ants, spiders, or even nuisance wildlife, Blue Chip Pest Services have you covered. Go to stlbugs.com. That's stlbugs.com to learn more about how Blue Chip Pest Services can help you be pest-free. That's stlbugs.com.
Experience the St. Louis tradition of Circus Flora under the air-conditioned Big Top and Grand Center. All new show June 2nd through July 3rd. Get your tickets today at circusflora.org.
Stop by KFC today for a $20 fill-up. It'll feed a family of four. Kernel quality guaranteed. Limited time offer at participating KFCS. Tax and substitutions extra.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
So how do the rich get richer? And what could you learn from them to make the most of your money in your retirement? Find out on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1 right here on 550 KTRS.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by LaCleve Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. They have an app that is free and it's easy to use. It's STL Taxi. It's a great way to get the only cab you should ever be seen in if you're AM and the PM, and that is a LaCleve Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hi, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill. How are you?
Real well. And can I just quickly say that, unlike you, I love butterscotch. I think butterscotch is fantastic.
My wife does, too. My wife does, too.
Man, my grandma, my dad's and mom used to get us butterscotch sundaes. It was like every Sunday after church we would go and maybe it's a childhood connection of some sort, but I love butterscotch. And you can't find it anywhere. Maybe Ted Drew's or something, but you can't go to most ice cream places and find butterscotch, like toppings and stuff.
I thought you could. I thought that was pretty common.
Caramel
is caramel and chocolate. You're right. So what's going on?
Well, according to a new poll, more than half of Florida voters don't want Marco Rubio on Trump's presidential ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And another poll, half of Florida voters say they plan to vote for Eisenhower.
Oh, yeah. Old people humor.
Old folks. Yeah. And some airlines are shrinking the size of their bathrooms to add up to four more seats on planes.
Well, it's about time. Those bathrooms are too big on
airplanes.
Yeah,
because every time I'm in a plane's bathroom, I always think to myself, man, they could fit at least four people in here. I mean, and police in San Francisco are looking for a group of teenagers that keep tipping over smart cars. And while they assume it's the work of teenagers, could have just been a stiff breeze.
They're not very big.
Anything. And finally, another poll out finds that 75% of Americans believe that marijuana will eventually be legal everywhere in the United States one day.
I agree.
And the other 25% said, wait, it's illegal? Smoke another joint, everybody. The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on 6550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Okay, see ya.
I do believe it's 24 states now where it's either legal for recreational use or medical or both. I do believe it'll be in every state. I really do. I think there's too much money to be made, and that's what it usually comes down to. But let me ask you this. I don't know much about pot. Never was a pot. If you have that option now of gummy bears or cookies or something, why wouldn't anybody take that over smoking it?
I don't know.
Why would you even want to smoke it if you can get it in your system the other way?
I think the purists probably enjoy
smoking it.
Yeah, because apparently there is a difference.
Yeah. I wouldn't know, but... I've only smoked it before, but I've never had the brownies or
I had a piece of a chocolate bar. We'll tell that story later. I thought I was on acid. Holy cow. Some of that medical stuff is really strong, and somebody gave it. Well, I'll tell the story for another time. Goodfeet has two locations in the St. Louis area. There's one on Olive, west of 270, sort of catty-cornered from TGI Fridays, and there's one in Shiloh, Illinois, at Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. And no matter which one you go into, here's the deal. Same process. One, you do not need an appointment. Two, you walk in, and I would say your wait shouldn't be more than maybe 10, 15 minutes, if that. And then the person there is going to ask you why you came in. And, of course, the first thing you say is, because I'm AM and the PM. Make sure they know that. And then you tell them because something hurts. Feet, knees, neck, back. And the fix, the relief, may very well be in a simple insert. Arch support. But not like those off-the-rack ones you see in the drugstores. This is the real deal. This is Goodfeet. You can also go to Goodfeet St. Louis.